Press start. Select your player. Jackson Ammons.
That's me.
Ethan Sellers.
Let's go!
This is The Breaking Point.
.3 The Edge. Hey, we're back at it. I can't wait. This is show number 50. I would get a round of applause for that. I mean, that's just insane. I cannot believe that we've made it 50 whole shows. And, I mean, I would say that we've made it here by not being sick. You know, we've made every single show. But, you know, I can't say that because you know who's not here right now? My boy Ethan. He's dipping. What were the cool kids say? Dipping on me. He's not here. That's the bottom line. It's crazy. In all seriousness, though, he's got, oh my gosh, I can't speak. He's got the fever. He sent me a picture. It's like 100 degrees. I'm like, wow, okay, man. Well, if you're just going to ditch me like that, that's okay. I'll do the show. We got this. We got the Super Bowl 51. Was an insane game. I know you guys have all seen it. I know you guys have seen all the tweets, all the reviews and all stuff like that. But what you might not know is all these crazy stats that I have for you guys. I mean, Tom Brady, as much as I hate him, as much as most people in Indiana hate him, I could say, and probably the nation, a lot of people like him, and he's an amazing quarterback. And the Falcons had a 99.6% chance to win. That means the Patriots, if you can do math, had a 0.4% chance to win, and they still won. They had a 99.6 chance to win with 9 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And New England was down only 16 points, and they came back. 8 minutes, 49 seconds, that's how long it took for Brady to come back and win the game. He drove 75 yards on his final play. Brady set a new Super Bowl record for yardage. He 43 completed passes, which broke St. Louis Rams quarterback Kurt Warner's mark of 414 yards against the Tennessee Titans in Super Bowl 34. And as well, he also had the most yards right there. It took 93 plays for the Patriots that entire game, which broke another NFL record. And 14 receptions by James White. He broke the previous Super Bowl record held by the Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. He had 13 catches, and James White had 14. My dad's a big Bronco fan, so naturally, you know, I'm a Charger fan. I got to do it like that. He's like, hey, Jackson, I don't care who you root for. I would love to be the Broncos, but I don't care who you root for as long as it's not the Chargers. So my 7-year-old self is like, okay, I'm going to be the Charger fan. So, you know, whoop-de-hold, I'm a Charger fan and fell in love with Danny Tomlinson and all those good guys. Google's crazy. They're always freaking making new stuff that freaks me out. They have this robot that's legit, like, okay, it's hard to explain. It's like, imagine, like, I don't know. How would you explain that? It's a four-legged robot that has, like, a long neck like a giraffe. Okay, it looks like a giraffe, but it has, like, the agility of, like, this, like, leopard-looking thing, and it's crazy. Oh,
I've seen those. I've seen videos of those.
It's, like, in this video, it's, like, it's grabbing a dish from the sink and putting it into the dishwasher with its head, might I say. And then if it falls over, it uses its head and neck to, like, push itself back up.
It can walk by itself, too.
Yeah, it walks by itself. It, like, goes under. It knows, like, if it's about to, like, run into a table, it knows, like, when to duck and stuff. Right here in this video, it's dancing, and I'm like, like, this thing is creepy. Look at those eyes. Like, holy.
That's hilarious.
It's creepy. Like, we might put it on the Instagram, just gotta let you guys look how freaking freaky this looks. Like,
We should,
yeah. See, right here, it's getting up. It uses its neck to push itself back up once it falls, and I don't know, it's crazy. And my thoughts are like, well, would you get something like this in your own house?
Well, I definitely would, but the question is, would you rather have that or an actual dog?
Oh, an actual dog.
Are you sure? I mean, can do a lot more than an actual dog, though.
It can, like, get dishes out of the sink, but to be honest, I left my dogs out of their crate once, and my dog picked a knife and a bowl out of the sink, and I'm like, oh, okay, you have to be put in your crate now when we leave, but, like, it was literally, there was a butcher knife, and it was in the sink, and the dog didn't get hurt, but his name's Hobbs, and Hobbs, you know, Calvin Hobbs, if you do know the comics like that, we have one dog named Calvin, one dog named Hobbs, and Hobbs is a big guy, and he gets into the sink, picks up this bowl, and the bowl has a knife in it, and he, like, carries it to the floor and drops it, and so I'm like, you could have died, like, this is terrible.
Your dog?
Yeah. So I don't think it has the mental.
See, you just basically proved why you should get that instead of an actual dog. Dogs cause problems.
But dogs are awesome. They're lovable. If you try to love on that thing, it'd probably get stabbed from all like the metal stuff that's on at him. I don't know. But and that thing looks creepy. It has like these giant eyes on this small head, and it looks like a little looks like a vulture. That's what it looks like. It
has. Could you imagine like waking up to that staring at you?
Oh gosh, that's nightmares. the article is called Nightmare Robot. Like there's a reason this thing is called Nightmare Robot, and it looks terrifying.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point.
91.3 WHJE, it's the Breaking Point. My name's Jackson, and we got Jake in the studio as well. And we're going to have some breaking feud. We have two phone contestants on right now. Ryan Ruthroff, former Breaking Point co-host. Say hi, Ryan.
Hello. It's good to be back.
You ready to win this? You've never played Breaking Feud before.
No, actually, even when we first started testing out Breaking Feud, I've always been the host. Even when, like, you or I have been participating in it, I've always been host. I've always let you do it. So this will be interesting to see how I actually do.
You've done a pretty good job hosting the game. Let's see if you can do a pretty good job playing the game, you know? Also on the line, we have Maggie Paul. Maggie, say hi.
Hi. How
you doing right now? You ready? You prepared?
I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm going to win. I think I can.
Okay. Hopefully you know the rules of the game by now. But just in case there's some audience members out there who don't, I'm going to ask a question, and they got to give me the most popular answer. So the most popular answer given by, you know, the general public, and we'll see how close Ryan and Maggie can get to it. It'll be first of seven, it'll be best of seven. And we'll see who will win this, Maggie Paul or Ryan Ruthroff. Here we go. Question number one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Name an occupation that starts with the letter T.
Trash man.
What'd you say?
Trash man.
Nope, that's not it.
Teacher.
Teacher's number one. You got that one.
Yes.
There we go. Off to a good start. What do you want to be when you grow up, Maggie?
I'm at school for landscape architecture. Okay, so I'm going to become a landscape architect.
For some reason, I thought you wanted to be a teacher, so.
Nope.
Not that.
My roommate does.
Okay, well, there you go. Tell me something you would associate with Texas.
Cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats is not on there. I'm sorry. Ryan, you got a chance. Here we go.
Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys is the number one answer.
Yes.
There you go. You are good at the game, too.
I've seen the answers before, so I kind of know what to expect.
Do you recognize that question?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, like, in general, kind of know how the website works.
All right, 1-1.
Name an American city that begins with the letter D.
Detroit.
Detroit's number two. Maggie, you got to get number one.
Dallas,
number one answer.
Oh, my God.
Here, name something you need when traveling overseas.
A boat.
A boat's number four. Maggie, can you get above number four?
A bag.
A bag of what?
Clothes.
Clothes is number three. There you go.
Yay.
You got that one.
It said passport.
Passport's number one. You could have had that.
I thought of it, like, right after.
Question number five. The score is 3-1, Maggie. Tell me something people do at home when they can't afford to go out.
They watch TV.
Watch TV's number two. Maggie needs to get number one. Can she do it?
Cook dinner.
A home-cooked meal is number three.
Oh, man, I'm on fire right now.
Name something an adult might save their money to buy.
A car.
A car's number one.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yes.
You're hoo-hoo-hoo. That sounds funny over the phone. Okay. Question number seven, name a country in South America.
Australia. I hate this. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
What is a country? I honestly don't know.
Okay, Ryan, you're so stupid.
Ryan can't take that.
I can name, like, Argentina, Chile. Okay, I got three. That's all that matters.
He's speechless. He can't talk. Okay, name a ball that is hard to dribble.
Basketball.
A basketball is hard to dribble? That's the only ball you can dribble.
I don't know. I couldn't think of another one. You can dribble like a soccer ball with your feet.
All right, there you go. Yeah, you put it like that. Well, basketball and soccer ball are both not on there. So sorry.
Baseball.
And there we go. Your Breaking Feud champion, Ryan Ruthroff.
Yes, the host redeems himself.
There you go, man. How's it feel? How's it feel to be the winner of your own game?
It feels amazing, man. I'm so happy that I could beat Maggie in this game, even though she's like X amount of miles away from me. I don't even know.
Maggie, I'm so sorry. How do you feel about that?
I feel cheated. I feel cheated. Like this is an unfair advantage. You probably showed him the list. You guys probably cheated together.
Absolutely not. You know, there's Breaking Point honor here that has to be said.
He just made up. He didn't know a country in South America that would throw me off.
There you go. That is our game plan all along. We'll see if we can have you guys back on soon. Thanks for coming on. You got any final words to say before we let you go, Ryan?
Breaking Point will always be the greatest show started by the two greatest people, but mostly me.
There you go. What about you, Maggie?
Miss you guys. Love you. I'll see you soon.
I feel
very sad that my return was not with a victory, but oh well.
Oh well. Okay, thank you guys both for coming on, and we'll see you guys later, hopefully very, very, very soon.
Yep, thank you, Jackson.
Thanks.
91.3 The Edge. Thanks for tuning into The Breaking Point. That concludes all of like our interviews and stuff like that. We had Maggie Paul and Kendall Walter and Ryan Ruthroff all chime in and help me out with all those interviews. So thank you so much for them. And congratulations to Ryan for his victory on Breaking Feud. It was a close one. It was 4-3 victory. And, you know, I'm happy we could talk to all of them again.
Well, it's been great, guys.
It's been great. Call in 844-457-0. Tell me whatever song you want, and I'll see if we have it. Thanks for tuning in. 50 shows down. It's 50 more to go. How about
that?
See
you guys. Yeah. Bye.
Adios.